Harvard Crimson Offers Different Perspectives on Hating Jews, by Joel B. Polak on January 1, 2024. The Harvard Crimson, the student newspaper of Harvard College, has published a series of essays offering a set of different perspectives on anti-Semitism at the university. A skeptical approach, two writers pointed out, not followed for any other group. Eric Eklemi and Isaac Mansell, both Harvard students, wrote in The Disturbing Denial of Jewish Grief. The very format of the package of op-eds to which this article belongs begs our examination. I, Isaac, am a proud member of the editorial board. When it comes to the board's track record of tackling bigotry, their first reaction tends to be exactly that, tackling said bigotry. Regarding anti-Semitism, their response has deviated significantly from the norm. They have decided to gather a wide range of perspectives from various corners of the Jewish community, taking a far more skeptical approach than we believe the issue merits. We cannot find a similar treatment, with multiple authors dissecting exactly what constitutes hate, for any other form of hate in the Crimson in recent history, indicating that the conversation surrounding anti-Semitism has become much more equivocal than it ought to be. Moreover, there has been a broader, equally disturbing dialogue attempting to dictate the bounds of Jewish feelings. Whenever University President Claudine Gay takes a step to reckon with anti-Semitism on campus, students turn to social media to deny the presence of said anti-Semitism. Rabbi David Wolpe, who resigned from Harvard's new anti-Semitism committee after President Claudine Gay's disastrous testimony in Congress last month, also wrote an essay, in which he noted the long history of anti-Semitism at Harvard. Harvard has a long and ignoble history of anti-Semitism, as Harvard President Claudine Gay said in her remarks to Harvard Hillel in October. It is time to admit it, confront it and overcome it. One can criticize policies without calling for the end to the only homeland Jews have ever known. One can demand a Palestinian state without globalizing the Intifada, the term for a protest that previously resulted in over 110 suicide bombings that targeted buses, cafes, and malls. Other writings were critical of Israel, and one even contested the idea that there was anti-Semitism at Harvard at all, claiming that the accusation had been fabricated and weaponized to bully pro-Palestinian students and to stifle criticism of Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.